Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Tanner Beamer of NCBA. We're talking cattle market issues in just a moment.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on August 23rd. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
Let Farm Data Services help you. Want to know where your money is really going every month? Want to make tax time so much easier? Farm Data Services is a management accounting company that helps farmers, ranchers, and small business owners with accounting needs. FSA program analysis, appraisals, plus crop insurance. Let Farm Data Services work for you and handle those tedious accounting tasks that nobody likes to do. Come time to get a loan or do taxes, you'll be glad you did. Check them out, farmdataservices.com. We're talking now with Tanner Beamer from National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Of course, summer business meeting in Reno underway right now. I know one top of mind thing that cattle producers have still got very much in their focus, these things that Congress has been discussing regarding cattle markets. Congress has seemed to kind of take it upon themselves. They've really gotten a lot more engaged than they have any time in recent memory.
You know, they certainly have gotten way engaged. And, you know, we've, for the last about 2.5 years, been having these conversations about what the appropriate role of government is in these cattle markets. And that 2 years worth of discussion has really been kind of building towards what we have anticipated to be some movement on these issues on Capitol Hill. And we've seen that certainly in the last about 3 or 4 months. The Senate Agriculture Committee did actually have a markup on both the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act, that Fisher-Grassley bill, as well as the Meat and Poultry Special Investigator bill. And they approved both of those by a voice vote, which means that they will now go to consideration on the floor of the U.S. Senate. But of course, you know, there's only a limited number of legislative days remaining in the 117th Congress. And with other recent events going on in this country, you know, I just don't know if there is enough time to go to something as granular as some of these cattle marketing issues. But that being said, there's always room for packages that move through the process. And so we're going to be continuing our efforts to educate senators as to why mandating cash trade and creating a duplicative new and special counsel's office at USDA is not really in the best interest of cattle producers.
Now, there are some things that the NCBA does want to see happen when it comes to livestock legislation this year. At the minimum, a reauthorization on a short term of the LMR, livestock mandatory reporting.
We do need to deal with LMR reauthorization and some of these other things before we go into the farm bill, because we absolutely do not want those to serve as the basis for what could become a livestock title in the 2023 farm bill. And I believe that LMR will not lapse. I think it will be included in whatever funding decision they come up with, whether that's a full omnibus or a continuing resolution. But it is time for Congress to stop kicking the can down the road. Producers need the certainty that only a full 5-year reauthorization of livestock mandatory reporting can provide. And so while our first priority is to make sure that we don't lapse in that authority, we are getting pretty vocal with members of Congress that it is time for that program to be fully reauthorized.
Finally, Tanner, you know, you obviously alluded to the fact that we're got a very short clock, politically speaking, even as we've gone in now to the August recess here in 2022. Literally, there's just not that many more opportunities for Congress to do anything between now and the November elections, and then they have to reorganize after those elections.
You know, that's correct, and I think that in the case of the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act and the Special Investigator Bill, you know, the clock is really working in our favor. You know, between now, and you mentioned it, they're going to go on recess for the entire month of August, as they do every year. They also will take off a good chunk of September and October so that they can go campaign for reelection, which doesn't leave a whole lot of time left to deal with anything. And if we are going to move legislation between now and the midterm elections, it's going to be designed to influence voters to go to the polls to either change up the party power dynamics in Washington or keep the current ones in place. And, you know, I think that this Fisher-Grassley bill and similar pieces of legislation can motivate folks in the ag sector, but I don't think that that has a wide enough shadow to be something that Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer are going to be looking at as ways to message their points of view to voters.
NCBA's Tanner Beamer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's the big event coming up August 19th and 20th at Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma. On the 19th, 255 fall calving females and spring calving pairs on offer. Then 11 a.m. Saturday, the big event sale, over 300 head of top female genetics on offer. You can attend the big event in person or participate online at Superior Livestock or CCI Live. For videos and the sale book, go to expressranches.com. The big event, details at expressranches.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.